This is Elevate Coffee in the Norterra Shopping Center in North Phoenix. And for the next couple of months, it's also something of an art gallery. The Thunderbird Art Center last week opened a new program called Thunderbird Art Works, which puts the work of four local artists into area businesses. At Elevate Coffee, that means a round room full of paintings. To find out more about this, I met up with Troy Halpern, managing partner of Elevate Coffee Company, and Stephanie Aranda, marketing manager at Phoenix Center for the Arts. And I asked Stephanie to walk me through how the program works.
So Thunderbird Art Center is located in North Phoenix. It's under the umbrella of Central Arts Alliance, along with Phoenix Center for the Arts. So it's a new location. It's in its third year. And at Phoenix Center for the Arts, we have an initiative called Student Art Series, where students submit their artwork, and it's displayed on the walls at our visual arts building. So we wanted to do something similar at Thunderbird Art Center, but there wasn't enough wall space. So while our then-director Joseph Benish and our advancement manager Kate Alschwade were developing the development plan for Thunderbird Art Center, they knew they wanted to do something similar there. And then they also wanted to connect with local businesses and kind of get our name out there in the community since we're pretty new. And that's how Thunderbird Artworks came about.
Troy, how did you get involved? How did Elevate Coffee get involved with this particular program?
Yeah, you know, we're always looking for community involvement, and we jumped right on it.
What about it is appealing to you?
Art. Art, community. The chance to give an individual artist a chance to showcase what they've done in a small environment, but a busy environment.
Stephanie, how did you figure out which artists and which pieces were going to be hung? Because you have a few different places around this part of town. How do you determine whose work was going to get hung?
Well, instructors and students from Thunderbird Arts Center submitted their artwork to a juried competition, and the winners were selected. So the winners were Nick Ridley, Ed Dubrow, Nancy Price, and Dave Elliott. And we just kind of went from there. We just picked whichever location worked best for them.
How was it trying to find businesses that wanted to be a part of this? I mean, Troy mentioned he was pretty into it from the beginning. Were there others that were also excited to be part of this? Did you have to sort of pitch the idea to folks?
Well, the other location, in addition to Elevate Coffee, is Natalino Italian Restaurant. And the way that it happened was super organic. Our advancement manager, Kate, kind of developed those relationships with Elevate. I think she just came in to grab a coffee and started talking with the person on site, and because she noticed artwork on the walls. So it happened very natural and organically that way.
Troy, what does this do, I guess, for the ambiance? I mean, coffee shops are kind of known for having a certain feel to them. Having local artwork on the walls here, what does that do for you?
Yeah, well, you know, we have a round-shaped room in here we call the Norterra Room, and we love art on the walls. It just kind of showcases the room. You could see it from the large windows that we have, and it just it's colorful, and it's just something that we without it, we feel bare. We just feel bare without the art on the walls.
Do you typically have stuff on the walls before this exhibit starts and after it's over? I mean, do you typically, it looks like you have obviously menus and some screens and stuff, but do you typically have art as well?
During the school year, we enlist about 12 to 15 schools, first through 12th grade, that bring their art over, and we change it out every month. So we try to do art year round, which is great. Well, this program helped us fill this summer void, and hoping that we can continue to work with them year-round.
Stephanie, I think for a lot of folks, when they think about art in the Valley, they think of downtown Phoenix, where you have Roosevelt Row, and you have Grand Avenue, and you have the Art Museum and the Heard Museum. What is the importance of making sure that other parts of town are also connected to the arts?
Oh, it's very important. It's the reason why Thunderbird Arts Center basically exist. At our downtown location, we were experiencing high demand for our classes. We had long wait lists. So we were looking at ways to expand our classes, and we noticed a gap up here in this part of the valley, which is why Thunderbird Art Center exists.
How else do you try to fill that gap? Obviously, this is part of that, this program, but how else do you try to fill that?
Well, with this initiative, engaging the community, you know, bringing art out of the studios where it's created and into local businesses within this community, we see this as a win-win. You know, artists are able to display and showcase their art, and businesses are able to support local artists.
How challenging is it, or what are the challenges to try to get the arts more incorporated in a part of town like this, where maybe it hasn't been quite as strong as it has been in other parts, or hasn't been associated with other parts of town?
Right. I think there's obviously more representation downtown, but the arts are everywhere. It's just kind of bringing it out to life, and I think this initiative really helps with that.
Troy, you mentioned you tend to have student artwork on the walls around the year. What kind of feedback, if any, do you get from customers? I mean, do they comment on it? Do they notice it while they're sipping their espresso?
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite often that a customer will kind of peruse through the Norterra room where we display the art, just kind of wondering what's up today. And we also do a little bit of a competition with the schools in that we invite the family in to vote on the art, and then we give away movie tickets and gift cards for the winners. So, the community is always involved in looking at the art and then actually voting on it sometimes.
Stephanie mentioned the importance of trying to get art out of the studios where it's made and into the community. I would imagine from your perspective, having it here is a big part of that.
Sure. It's funny because I'm looking for art and art's looking for a place to be displayed. They're looking for a place to display their work. So you talked about that challenge of getting it out to the suburbia area more than maybe the inner city. But I think it's just a matter of connecting people like myself with this program and making sure that we make it work.
Stephanie, how will you judge whether or not this initial program is successful?
Well, this is the first time we're doing this, and we definitely want to see ways into how to expand it. The artwork, in addition to being displayed at the locations, they're for sale as well. They're for sale on the thunderbirdarts.org on our website. And I guess just engagement with the community, responses, visits to our website.
Tell me about the importance of having works, you mentioned out of the studios, but specifically in businesses as opposed to galleries or other types of places. What's the importance of having it in a place like this?
I think you're not expecting it to see it here. You know, when you go to a museum, to a gallery, you're going there for one purpose, and it's to see art. You know, when you go to a coffee shop, when you go to a restaurant, you're not necessarily looking to see art, but it's just in an unexpected place. So it's engaging people who wouldn't normally go out to purposely see art.
Maybe reaching an audience that wouldn't otherwise see this kind of stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
That was Stephanie Aranda, Marketing Manager at Phoenix Center for the Arts. We also heard from Troy Hilpern, Managing Partner of Elevate Coffee Company. Thunderbird Artworks will be on display through September 13th.